I'm going to ask you about uveal melanoma. I know you had a paper in Cancer. Can you talk about what we know about that and particularly about the use of checkpoint inhibitors?
They seem to be refractory or resistant to checkpoint inhibitors in general, especially to single agent PD-1. I think with ipi-nivo combination, I think there was a retrospective review that showed that there might be about 15% response to ipi-nivo combination. But our paper looked at just single agent PD-1, and I think we had only, like, I want to say, 2 or 3 patients responding out of 60. And if you look carefully at those patients who were responding, they were atypical. There were patients who had prior chemotherapy, or in some cases, patients who didn't have liver metastases. That's typically what happens with uveal melanoma. They're associated with liver metastases, but these were patients who atypically had lung metastases or some other metastases. And it could be that the immune suppressive microenvironment of the liver, combined with the fact that these tumors have low mutation burdens to start off with, you're just stacking one immune suppression mechanism on top of another, and you end up with a very immune, not sensitive tumor.
Do uveal melanomas have BRAF?
No, they almost never have BRAF mutations. They never have, or they rarely have NRAS mutations. The kinds of mutations they have are in these G proteins called GNA11 and GNAQ, and they activate the MAP kinase pathway, but not through RAF or RAS, but this is higher up on the cell membrane. These are receptors, G proteins that are apparently present in your uvea to a high degree.